Okay, we've got Yours Is My Heart Alone.
That's correct. A couple vocals by Helen Forrest to kind of cool things down. Yours Is My Heart Alone and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Must realize smoke. friends derive tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
FUO-FM, Clayton, St. Louis. You are tuned into classical music and the arts in St. Louis. I'm Don Wolf, and I love jazz, and we're into our final hour of our four-hour tribute to the music of Benny Goodman on the 100th anniversary of his birth. In the next hour, that birth date will be here, and they are celebrating it around the country with concerts. I know at Lincoln Center for the last two nights, they've had concerts there in his honor. Jim Ryan is my guest. He's our local historian and expert on Benny Goodman. And, well, Jim, that was the wonderful Helen Forrest with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And Yours Is My Heart Alone, two beautiful ballads.
Two favorites of mine. Yours Is My Heart Alone was written by Franz Lehár. The first tune was a Fletcher Henderson chart, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was an Eddie Sauter.
And what do we have coming up as we lead into our final hour?
Another rhythm tune by the Goodman Band. It's Lullaby in Rhythm from September of 1938, Camel Caravan Broadcast.
Hello, fellas. This is Benny Goodman. I'm happy to be here making these V-discs for you, and the band and myself hope that you enjoy them. Thank you.
Well, that was Lullaby in Rhythm, and before that, Just One of These, Those Things, and Henderson Stomp started off that set after Benny introduced the numbers. And now, Red Narvo from Beardstown, Illinois, as Charlie used to say, right across the river. Jim Ryan?
Yes, this is two items here by the Benny Goodman Quintet, post-war. It's October in 1945. After You've Gone in Body and Soul, Red Narvo, Teddy Wilson, and Benny Goodman.
And a bit about Ramona Breakdown.
Ramona, apparently the boys found the chart a little tough. You'll hear, they're moving right along, and you'll hear a couple of mistakes in the trumpets. And then, well, you'll hear it, and it shows Benny had a sense of humor.
Something that the guys who worked for him never appreciated or never recognized. We'll talk more about that. Here's After You've Gone. Thank you. That was Benny Goodman's Ramona Breakdown.
Yes, one trumpet player made two mistakes there.
Is that a broke down breakdown?
It's a breakdown, and that means... we're getting some... We have a guest in the audience and getting some feedback from the guests that... We need to explain what a breakdown is, Jim Ryan.
Yeah, as I explained, there was a mistake in the trumpets, and the boys gave it the do-wack-a-do treatment, including Benny. And John Hammond was in the booth. If you listened closely, he said, "Do you want to hear it again?" The answer is no. are we going to do the Five Daughters, Don?
We are, but we're going to take a break first, Jim Ryan, as we're coming to the end of our show. And I wanted to say a word about Benny's perfectionism. He was a perfectionist. I think it was Gunther Schuller who said he was played without a flaw. Now, that's quite a comment to come from a person as renowned as Gunther Schuller. On the other hand, his perfectionism led to a lot of dissension with his musicians who played for him, and they felt perhaps he expected too much for them. Maybe he wanted as much from them as he was willing to give. I don't know, but it has been quoted that people like Helen Ward and Helen Forrest and others left the band because of his rudeness to them. He had trouble with Gene Krupa more about the selection of the kind of music that was being played. One of the favorite quotes I enjoy is the one from Zoot Sims when they returned from that wonderful 1962 trip to the Soviet Union, and someone asked Zoot Sims, the wonderful saxophonist, what it was like to play in the Soviet Union with Benny Goodman, and his quote was, "Every day you play with Goodman is like playing in the Soviet Union." We'll take a break, and when we come back, what about these five daughters that he had?
Well, Benny had two daughters and three stepdaughters, and he titled a song after each. We're going to play them after the break, right, Don?
We are, Jim Ryan, and we'll do that right after we come back from these announcements. Thank you. Well, Jim Ryan, Benny Goodman had five daughters and wrote five songs for each of his daughters.
Yes, we just played the five in a medley. Rachel's Dream was the first, which is actually three little words. Benji's Bubble is actually Under the Double Eagle. Jilly, Shirley Steps Out by Mel Powell, and finally, Hiya Sophia.
Well, Jim Ryan, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your collection of Benny Goodman on this, the eve of his 100th birthday. It's been a pleasure having you here to participate with I Love Jazz on Classic 99.
Well, it's kind of you to invite me, Don, and I hope the your listeners enjoyed all this fine music.
We'll take our final break and come back with our concluding segment right after this.
And here's one, club members, for the Funny Coincidence Department. May 30th, which happens to be today, happens to be Benny's birthday. So the boys in the band decided to give him a birthday present. Today, they're going to let him be the boss. Benny will tell you about it.
Well, Johnny, it seemed to me that I ought to be able to play one number on my birthday any way I like. And I've always had one ambition, so I suppose this is as good a time as any to get it off my chest and out of my clarinet. I've always wanted to play a solo with only the accompaniment of a bass fiddle.
And for this great occasion, Benny has chosen an aria from one of America's lightest operas. It's arranged as a concerto for contrabass and B-flat clarinet. Slapping the contrabass is the great Arturo Bernstein. And on the B-flat clarinet, the eminent Dr. B-flat Goodman. The title is T for Two, which is fun in any flat. After that, Benny, you and Mr. Bernstein are hereby nominated as the two-man band of the year.
70 years ago, that was on a broadcast as they celebrated Benny's 30th birthday. We are now celebrating and ending that celebration for his 100th birthday. Here's a rare one we share with you before we go out of the hour. My favorite, Duke Ellington, with Jim Ryan's favorite, Benny Goodman. They got together and recorded one tune once. Here it is.
This is called New Competition by Mr. Ellington, called the Nature Museum Blues.
Of course, that being Duke Ellington, and Benny had invited Duke Ellington and his band up to Stamford, where he lived, and they dedicated the Nature Museum with that particular performance, and Benny and Duke got together on that one tune, and they called it the Nature Museum Blues, oddly enough. Well, we have a weekly tradition, as you know, if you've been with us during the course of our 21-plus years of I Love Jazz, and that's in our final segment. We pay tribute to the men and women who serve in our communities and police and fire departments, emergency squads. It's our small way every week of saying thank you to all of them for watching over all of us. And who should perform it this week? Benny Goodman never recorded it in his own name. However, he got together with Flip Phillips in Florida, and together they put forth this rendition.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Well, we're closing out our show. Our first show started at 8 o'clock until midnight. Hope you'll join us again next week at that time, right after the news at 8 until midnight, and then when Classics Through the Night continues after midnight. I didn't use my closing theme song tonight. I thought we'd close in the words of Benny Goodman with the music of Benny Goodman. So I thank you all for listening and hope you've enjoyed these 4 hours of the King of Swing on the 100th anniversary of his birth. And no matter what you think of Benny Goodman, his music will live on, as swing music was born with Benny Goodman and will survive thanks to Benny Goodman and the wonderful musicians with whom he played. I'm Don Wolf, and I love jazz, and I close in the words of Duke Ellington like I always do. The Duke said, "Jazz is a feeling. Play what your soul dictates and let it flow. Cry with the blues and inherit the wind with harmony. Music," he said, "will always ease your pain and produce peace and love." And that, my friends, is my wish for you. As I do close this show, I wish you peace and I wish you love. KFUO-FM, Clayton, St. Louis. You are tuned into classical music and the arts in St. Louis.